For the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Rebecca Smith. The prevalence of autism spectrum disorder diagnoses in the United States more than doubled between 2000 and 2010. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. In rural areas where there are few medical specialists, the increase in identified cases of autism can be especially difficult to manage. But as KBIA's Hope Kerwin reports, a new program at the University of Missouri is preparing more providers to treat the complicated disorder.
Dr. Claudia Prushoff is a pediatrician in Poplar Bluff. She often treats children from rural communities in her area, especially those who may need more than just primary care.
I just had a referral last week from a nurse practitioner in a much more rural area. And the question was, do you think this child has autism? And if so, what are we going to do about it?
Prushoff says resources are scarce for children with autism in rural areas. And because she's a primary care pediatrician, she doesn't have the training that an autism specialist has to provide the best opportunities for treatment.
There are probably some things that I'm not covering because we don't have that available locally. It makes me think a little harder about what resources may be necessary for each individual child.
Dr. Kristen Soll is the medical director for MU's Thompson Center for Autism and Neurodevelopmental Disorders. She says Prushoff is not the only doctor who feels lost when it comes to providing families with the next step.
We as providers have to be learning all of these different disease processes and treatments and all this stuff, and so there's not a lot of room left over to know about every single resource that's out there. So that's what ECHO provides, is that network.
Soll is leading a new program at the Thompson Center called ECHO Autism. It's designed to take knowledge from specialists who treat children with autism and bring it to primary care providers in other communities.
Hi everyone, welcome to ECHO Autism. It's nice to see you all.
Every other Wednesday, pediatricians, child psychiatrists, and other primary care providers from across Missouri spend their lunch break learning how to provide better care for their patients with autism. And it's not just a lecture from the experts. Providers talk about their patients and get advice from both the Thompson Center staff and from each other. Prushoff says ECHO has not only helped her provide better care in her office, but also connect families to resources she hadn't known about.
I don't have to reinvent the wheel every day. For example, sleep training for children with autism. Kristen was able to email me some really nice brochures that I've started using with my families when we talk about sleep maintenance issues and things like that.
The doctors and psychiatrists who take the training won't become autism experts, but Soll says primary care providers can offer children with autism more than diagnosis.
I'm trying to empower primary care providers to do what they do best, which is take care of families, take care of the medical concerns, get them, you know, resources and allocate it to different things.
From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk with Hope Kerwin, I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.